This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dharakaraka, Introduction. In Vedic astrology, Dharakaraka is an essential concept, particularly in the Jaimini system, where it represents the planet holding the lowest degree in a person's birth chart, excluding the nodes, Rahu and Ketu. Dhara means spouse or partner, and Karaka means significator, making the Dharakaraka the planet that signifies the spouse or life partner. The planet acting as the Dharakaraka gives deep insights into the characteristics of the spouse, the nature of the union, and the dynamics of the relationship. By understanding the Dharakaraka, you can gain valuable insight into the type of partner you are likely to attract and the emotional or practical experiences that will shape your marriage or partnership. Gender and qualities of planets in the context of Dharakaraka. The classification of planets as masculine, feminine, or neuter influences how the qualities of the spouse and the marriage manifest. The planet's characteristics directly shape the relationship dynamics. Masculine planets, Sun, Mars, Jupiter. Sun, masculine. The spouse may have a commanding, authoritative presence and might be someone of high status or prestige. However, the Sun's dominant nature can also manifest as narcissism, where the partner seeks attention and admiration constantly, often overshadowing the emotional needs of the relationship. They may be more focused on personal achievements and leadership than emotional connection. Mars, masculine. The spouse may be physically driven, passionate, and highly assertive. This intensity often translates to an overtly passionate approach in bed, making the relationship dynamic and exciting. However, Mars can also lead to impulsive actions and arguments, as the partner may sometimes act without thinking about long-term consequences, leading to intense highs and lows in the relationship. Jupiter, the spouse may be wise, nurturing, and ethical, often taking on a mentor-like role. They are likely to focus on spiritual growth, family, and principles. However, with Jupiter, there's a tendency for the partner to prioritize children or spiritual duties over intimacy, which can create a disconnect in emotional or physical closeness within the marriage. Feminine planets, Moon, Venus, Rahu. Moon, feminine. A spouse with a nurturing, emotionally intuitive nature who seeks emotional connection and security. The partner may, however, become emotionally clingy, constantly seeking reassurance and comfort from their partner. Their mood can influence the atmosphere of the relationship, and if unbalanced, the spouse may become overly dependent on emotional support. Venus, Venus's Dharakaraka, indicates a partner who values beauty, love, and aesthetic pleasure. They are romantic, artistic, and charming. However, Venus can also bring vanity to the relationship, where the partner may focus excessively on their appearance or material comfort, neglecting deeper emotional needs. They might also be overly indulgent in luxury, romance, and sensory pleasures, sometimes prioritizing these over practical matters. Rahu, feminine. The partner represented by Rahu may come from an unconventional background, possibly divorced, widowed, or from a different culture. Rahu brings intensity and unpredictability to the union, often leading to obsessive-compulsive tendencies in relationship and sexual matters. The partner may become fixated on specific desires, and the relationship may oscillate between intense passion and emotional instability. Neuter planets, Mercury, Saturn, Ketu. Mercury, neuter. Mercury indicates a partner who is communicative, youthful, and versatile. The relationship will likely center around intellectual connection and mental stimulation. However, Mercury's neuter gender implies that the partner may not fit into traditional gender roles, which could open the possibility of LGBTQ+ dynamics, or unions where creativity, youthfulness, and adaptability are key. The partner might not be overtly passionate, but will prioritize intellectual and communicative intimacy. Saturn, neuter. Saturn as Dharakaraka signifies a partner who is older, disciplined, or who has experienced hardship. This partner may bring stability and responsibility to the marriage, but might also be emotionally distant or detached. Saturn's seriousness can manifest as a lack of warmth or affection, focusing more on the duties and practicalities of the relationship. Like Mercury, Saturn's genderless nature also allows for non-traditional unions, including LGBTQ+ relationships, where the partner could be emotionally reserved but highly committed. Ketu represents detachment and spirituality, suggesting that the partner may be inwardly focused, possibly indifferent to material desires. The relationship may involve spiritual growth, but the partner might not be emotionally available, often creating a distance in material or worldly aspects of the marriage. Planetary influence on union types. Each Dharakaraka planet shapes the nature of the relationship in specific ways. Sun, leadership-focused relationships, often with a partner who seeks admiration and may be narcissistic. Moon, Jupiter, Venus, harmonious relationships where the partner is emotionally connected, nurturing, or spiritually inclined, though each comes with its unique challenges, like emotional clinginess or prioritizing children over intimacy. Passionate unions, often fiery and intense, with a focus on physical connection. Mercury, Saturn. Non-traditional unions, possibly involving younger or older partners. These relationships may have an LGBTQ+ dynamic, emphasizing intellectual or responsible connections over conventional gender roles. Rahu, intense, unconventional unions, possibly karmic, with partners who may have obsessive tendencies or come from non-traditional backgrounds. Relationship karma and challenges. The Dharakaraka also reflects the karmic lessons within relationships. The partner may help the native work through specific challenges related to emotional attachment, societal roles, or material pursuits. Sun and Mars bring ego and passion to the forefront, often creating challenges related to control and personal power within the marriage. Venus and Moon present lessons in emotional attachment and material indulgence, pushing the native to balance love and security with personal growth. Rahu introduces karmic ties and obsession, while Saturn brings lessons of endurance and patience with possible delays or challenges that test the stability and commitment of the union. Mercury and Saturn can emphasize non-traditional gender roles, where the LGBTQ+ dynamic, or intellectual-emotional distance, plays a key part in the karmic unfolding of the relationship. Conclusion. In Vedic astrology, the Dharakaraka provides profound insight into one's spouse, relationship dynamics, and karmic lessons within marriage. Each planet, whether masculine, feminine, or neuter star, brings distinct qualities to the union, shaping the character of the spouse and the type of emotional or material experiences one is likely to face. By analyzing the Dharakaraka, one gains a deeper understanding of how their partner influences their life, both emotionally and spiritually, while also revealing the karmic challenges and growth opportunities inherent in the union. Dharakaraka in Aquarius Navamsha. General characteristics of Aquarius Navamsha. Aquarius Navamsha emphasizes innovation, humanitarianism, unconventional thinking, and a strong focus on collective progress. Individuals with planets in Aquarius Navamsha are drawn to relationships that allow freedom, individuality, and intellectual connection. They seek partners who value independence and are open to exploring unconventional or progressive ideas. Relationships in Aquarius Navamsha are often marked by intellectual stimulation, a shared vision for the future, and a mutual respect for each other's personal space and freedom. Partners are likely to have a strong sense of purpose and a desire to contribute to societal or collective causes. Ha-Sun as Dharakaraka in Aquarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aquarius Navamsha. The spouse is visionary, independent, and focused on leadership through innovation and progressive ideas. They seek to lead the relationship toward a shared future with a focus on intellectual and societal contributions. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly detached or self-centered, focusing more on their personal goals or ideas of progress, which could lead to emotional distance in the relationship. Union type. The relationship thrives on shared visions and intellectual stimulation. The spouse leads with creativity and innovation, but must be mindful not to neglect emotional connection in favor of intellectual pursuits. Moon as Dharakaraka in Aquarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aquarius Navamsha. The spouse is emotionally unconventional, free-spirited, and values personal space. They seek emotional security through intellectual freedom and are likely to encourage an open and adaptable relationship. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or overly focused on personal freedom, leading to a lack of emotional depth in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is intellectually stimulating and emotionally open. The moon brings emotional adaptability, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too focused on independence at the expense of emotional intimacy. Mars as Dharakaraka in Aquarius. Spouse characteristic in Aquarius Navamsha. The spouse is assertive, unconventional, and focused on action through innovation and social causes. They bring energy and excitement to the relationship, often pushing for new experiences or challenges that align with their progressive values. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly aggressive or rebellious, leading to conflicts over independence or the direction of the relationship. Union type. The relationship is fueled by energy, action, and a shared desire for progress and innovation. Mars brings assertiveness and a focus on change, but there may be challenges if the partner becomes too focused on independence or personal freedom, leading to power struggles or emotional detachment. Mercury as Dharakaraka in Aquarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aquarius Navamsha. The spouse is intellectual, communicative, and innovative. They enjoy exploring new ideas and engaging in stimulating conversations about progressive or unconventional topics. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly focused on intellectual pursuits, neglecting emotional depth or practical concerns in the relationship. Union type. The relationship thrives on intellectual stimulation and shared learning. Mercury brings a focus on communication and innovation, but there may be challenges in maintaining emotional intimacy if the partner becomes too focused on intellectual interests. Jupiter as Dharakaraka in Aquarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aquarius Navamsha. The spouse is wise, open-minded, and focused on higher learning and collective progress. They seek to guide the relationship toward growth, wisdom, and societal contributions, often taking a leadership role in exploring new ideas. Potential challenges. The partner may become overly focused on guiding or teaching, which could lead to an imbalance in the relationship where one partner feels overshadowed. Union type. The relationship is centered on growth, wisdom, and shared ideals. Jupiter brings optimism and a focus on learning, but the partner must avoid taking on a superior role in the relationship, allowing for equality and mutual respect. Venus as Dharakaraka in Aquarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aquarius Navamsha. The spouse is romantic, unconventional, and values freedom within the relationship. They are drawn to partners who share their progressive values and are open to exploring new ways of expressing love and affection. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally detached or too focused on independence, leading to issues with intimacy and commitment in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is unconventional and progressive, with Venus bringing a focus on love and freedom. However, the partner must be careful not to prioritize personal freedom over emotional connection and commitment. Saturn as Dharakaraka in Aquarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aquarius Navamsha. The spouse is disciplined, responsible, and focused on long-term progress. They approach the relationship with a practical mindset, ensuring that both partners are working toward shared goals and societal contributions. Potential challenges. The partner may become emotionally distant or overly rigid, focusing too much on responsibility and structure, leaving little room for emotional spontaneity. Union type. The relationship is grounded in responsibility and a shared commitment to societal progress. Saturn brings patience and perseverance, but the relationship may lack emotional warmth if the partner becomes too focused on duty and responsibility. Rahu as Dharakaraka in Aquarius Navamsha. Spouse characteristic in Aquarius Navamsha. The spouse is unconventional, ambitious, and focused on achieving success through non-traditional means. They bring excitement and unpredictability to the relationship, often challenging conventional roles and expectations. Potential challenges. The partner may become obsessive or overly focused on unconventional ideas, leading to instability or emotional distance in the relationship. Union type. The relationship is marked by excitement, innovation, and a desire for success. Rahu brings an unconventional energy to the partnership, but this can lead to instability if the partner becomes too focused on unconventional ideas or pushes boundaries too far.